Zeg nos passar a memória e a reabilitação. Quando quer dizer que nos passar a ideia, Shane, mas que o senhor fala. Ok, continuing Yore Pesach, packet 4 of the Pesach series. The Inyan Afias Matzava Sias Sitsis Ali Day Machine. You got it, everybody? Say? Packet 4, that's the packet 4 on the drive for Pesach packets. Baron, you got it? Yeah, Mati?
Getting it.
There's a Ferrari.
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Okay, so okay, so the packet that we're talking about today is machine matzah and machine tzitzis. So the question is there, you see, the old days, the trumas, you know, the machines, they were really, it was a chashash chimutz because it was very primitive type of system. And it was very likely that dough got stuck in the machine and then it could become chametz and the, you know. But today, packet four, but today, it's more. The machines are very sophisticated, and the chametz issue is not such an issue. I mean, if anything, some people think that maybe there's more chametz issue in the hand matzah than in the machine matzah.
So, but the regular matzahs, not what we call 18-minute matzahs, they're still so mech on bitul because they don't clean the machines in between the, you know, they just keep going.
Yeah.
So there is, in the regular matzahs, there's still some mechan bitul.
Yeah, in the regular machine matzahs.
Yeah.
That are not, So the chametz aspect, that's a different, that's not the focus of the shiur. Focus of the shiur is the fact that we need to do an asiya. So if you need an asiya of matzah or tzitzis, asulam tzitzis, so and we'll see the it says in Shulchan Aruch, if we turn to the Shulchan Aruch for a second, if we have it, is it in the Shulchan Aruch here? That you need Yisrael to make the tzitzis, to make the matzah. So the question is the machine qualifying for this thing or not? I don't know if I put that. Let me just see here 1 second. Okay. Is there more than one or just one packet on there? Yes. Okay. There's another packet also about Matzi Shana. Now, let me just get that packet because there might be some things. Give me 1 second. I'm going to just get one more packet. Okay, yeah. There is a corollary packet here. It's called the Inyan Matzah Yishana V'od Im Yesh Din Shal Asiyah B'nogei L'Matzah. Which packet number is that? Is that three? In Matzah Yishana V'od Im Yesh Din Shal Asiyah.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
No? There's no packet about Matzah Yishana in Yesh Din Shal Asiyah B'nogei L'Matzah? No?
Let's see. Not in the section on Pesach.
Could be somewhere else in the drive, but I don't see it under Pesach.
Hey. Sometimes it got in. Okay, so I'll have to get it. I'm not sure it was.
Pretty hard. I mean, try to see if I can look it up in the actual. But we're at that.
This fire, I'm showing it. You want to
see? I just see what the first.
The Duff Pest is the. Could be that it didn't make it on the drive somehow. Could we scan it now? Okay, we're going to scan it quickly, so because I don't know what happened. Okay, we're going to, because, the Ferrari's here, and we're just going to, he's just taking the pictures of it, and this way we can discuss the din of machine tzitzis and machine matzah. And is a machine a lack of asiyah? Asulam tzitzis. So maybe that means you have to physically make the tzitzis. And if you don't physically make the tzitzis, so then maybe it's the same thing with the matzah. Is there a din of asiyah? Of the matzah, that if you don't have an asiyah, then it's not a proper matzah, and then so as I said, the old discussions, a lot of the svarim, talked about the chimutz aspect and things like that. So we're not talking about the chimutz aspect. We're assuming that that's good, or maybe even better.
Isn't it a matter of not so much the asiyah, but what the ose is thinking that it's lishma?
Asiyah lishma, but the asiyah lishma is predicated by the fact that you have to have an asiyah.
Right. Okay. But it has to be not only an asiyah, but an asiyah lishma.
Right. In other words, it has to be asiyah lishma. So that's the question over here of. What is the okay? We're almost, and then we're going to give and
just throw it on to the
so by tzitzis, it says Vasula ham tzitzis, which is mashma, there's a din of asiya. The question is, what is the status by matzah? Is there a din of asiya by matzah? Well, we'll have to discuss. Say if a guy makes a matzah and Israel is omer al gabov, so What is the story? Is there a din of asiya by matzah or not? Is it, and then that would. So in a second, we're gonna somehow this packet didn't get on the drive. So Jacob is almost finished with taking the pictures, and he's going to send it to all of you. So in a minute, you'll have this in the chorus, and then we'll be able to see what is the story about the Asiya of Matzah. Because you don't have a pasuk that says Rasul. You know, matzos, there's no pasuk of asiyah by matzah, even though there is a pasuk of asiyah by tzitzis. So that's what we're going to focus on, because the whole idea of that the machine is lacking is, as you know, Rav Shechter was pointing out, that it's a din of the din of asiyah, and the question is, how does that work out with a machine. So I'll show you in a second. Okay. Jake just scanned it all. Now he's gonna send it to everybody, and then we'll have it in front of you. Fan of technology. So let's take a look.
It'll be on the drive?
Yeah, it's going to be on the drive. It's going to be at the on the WhatsApp? On the drive. It's going to be on the drive. Mm-hmm. In a second, you'll hopefully get it.
And I'm sorry, which number will it be?
So you want to call it 10? Or what would you... 10.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, take a look. I didn't. You didn't saw the drive ready or no?
This professional agent to scan mushroom.
Okay, got it. Look on page 17 for a second. That's the article of Aaron Soloveitchik wrote, but I want to, he just quotes the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning. For some reason, I didn't put the Shulchan Aruch in the packet, so we should see that then in the Shulchan Aruch. Says, Chaver said, you got it? Page 17? Yeah. I'm Chaber Bar Chaim, reading from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's article in another room. I'm Chaber Bar Chaim Simtov Samachsiv Be'al Kosov. Ein Loshim Matzah's mitzvah v'lo ofir osa al yidei akum. V'lo al yidei cheres shote v'kotel. Right, so you can't make the matzah by a guy. The guy can't knead the matzah and he can't bake the matzah. And here continues, Ravar says, "Atam zehu mishum shematzas mitzvah boi lishma, va'akum eino osa lishma." Right, so it has to be lishma, And an Akum is not going to be making it the Shema. Right, we know the famous Vort that the Simcha Zelig, the Dayan and Brisk, Talmud of Rav Chaim, said that it's a halacha, that Nochri Adaita Denafshe. It's not just Nochri is independent, it's a halacha that, like Rav Shekel always says, that he's not Mitzuva and he's not in the Parsha of Matzah. So he's not in the Parsha of Tzah. So he can't make it Lishma. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that Ein Lashin Matzah Mitzvah Lofi Rotso Ali De'akum Volo De'cherisho De'vekotim. Because it won't be Lishma. So the question is a machine better or worse or the same? Because if a goy can't make matzah, could a machine make matzah? Well, in other words, so what would you say? Is it also would it be the same thing? If a guy can't offer the matzah, so because he's not in the parsha. So maybe if he's not in the parsha, he can't make lishma. So then the machine's also not in the parsha. What do you want to say? Like the discussion, the conjugal of Shechter, someone to say that the Yisrael presses the button? Is that good enough? Does that make it? Well, no, maybe an Achanami. It's not good for this simple reason that it's not an Asiya Lishma. But the assumption is that you need an Asiya. Because if you didn't need an Asiya, what does it mean, Lishma?
No, but you also don't have the Chisaron of Daite Denafshe, because the machine has no Das.
Yeah, so if you hold Daite Denafshe is a thing that some people are independent. They have the independent mind. But Rav Chaim Brisker quotes from Rav Simcha Zelig that he didn't think Adaita D'Nafshe is a metzius. He thought it's a halacha, meaning that you could disagree with this. But this is they say, I think Rav Shechter mentioned, others mentioned, this is the only contemporary quote that Rav Chaim Brisker has in his Sefer is from his Talmud with the Dayan of Brisk of Simcha Zelig Rieger. Rav Chaim, the whole Sefer, he's quoting Rambams, he's quoting Magid Mishnah, he's quoting this. But the only contemporary that he quotes is of Simcha Zelig, right? Who says that Adaita D'Nafshe is a halacha, that since you're not Mitzuva. But if you want to say not that way, Rabbi, you can say not that way. That's not halacha. It's metzius. The guy, even though you tell him to do it lishma, who says he's listening to you? But the machine doesn't have a daita nafshe. But on the other hand, the machine doesn't have a daita nafshe, but the machine doesn't have a daita the day either. Because the machine's not going to listen to me to have kavana. But,
that might be good.
Yeah, but then who? But then the question is, but who's? It might be good, but it might be there's no doubt. Right.
So if the machine is giving delay, And the machine is neutral, so maybe that's how you can connect them.
Right. Well, that what? Then maybe the machine is what?
Gire delay.
Gire delay. In other words, it's your arrows. Your right. So that's what we're going to have to see. So, and maybe when you press the button, that's like Isha Misham Chitzov. That's, in other words, it's your, you set the thing in motion and you're a Jew. So maybe that's good. So many years ago, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik wrote this article that, on page 16 is the Xerox from Hadarom. That's the Torah journal of the RCA that was under Rabbi Chevelle. And in Nisan Tavshin Chavav. Wow. That's 1966. So this article was written by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. No. So and the article is about this thing of, and Rabbi Joshua Hoffman pointed this out to me. So if you look on page 17, it says Vinei Hatur. On the arrow is on page 17. Vinei Hatur mevi b'shem Rav Haigon Timnochri losh b'fnei Yisrael. Say a goy is kneading the dough in front of Yisrael. Shemeshamer is a isa michimutz. The guy is kneading the dough, and the Israel is watching along. So what's the din? So even though the leash is going by the guy, it's still okay. He says, the Torah says, again, Inea, page 17, Hatur mevi b'shem Rav Haigon dimnochri losh b'fnei Yisrael shem shamer sa'isa mechimutz az ha'matzah ru'uya l'matzah mitzvah. So Rav Haigon Shita is that that Israel all made al gabbav is good.
But that's only for the for like a like Edus on a technical thing, the chimutz. It doesn't say that has a shame asiyah or that has shame asiyah lishma.
That's it. It says Nochri losh b'nei Yisrael shem shamer ha'isa as hamatzim ruyel matzis mitzvah. Kachi gam shitas harosh. And he writes,
but he only talks about the Shimon Nechimots.
But he's saying it's a good.
It's good Mibchinat Chimot, no?
You're saying, yeah, but let's see. In other words, you're asking whether it's good for the mitzvah or not.
Yeah, he says, I have a matzah ruya mitzvah.
So let's get it. Give me a tour. Give me a tour. Let me read.
There's no connection. There's no connection between the first part of the, you know, the first part.
Yeah, so let me get it. Let's get a tour. We're going to get a tour. I'll read it to you inside. We'll see exactly what Rav Haigon said, and then we could see from there. Case come. Oh, sorry. Okay, so let's see. Okay, I got the tour here. It says Rav Chai Gong, cost of matzah shafar goy b'fnei Yisrael, al yidei shimur ki tikuna, muteres li Yisrael la'ochlo. Ubali ma'is v'chassid, machmim latzbo ki goyin, and machmim loshim, yeah.
He doesn't say it's good for matzah's mitzvah.
Right, right, he doesn't say. Right, the simple pshat is he doesn't say that. Right, so maybe in Echanami he's saying that, right, because if you look at the Lashon, in the, it's not, it doesn't seem to say that it's good for Matzah's mitzvah, it's just not chametz.
Right.
Let's see.
From the title of the article, that seems to be his point. In other words, his whole concern is shimur b'matzas mitzvah. They're not, in other words, not.
Yeah. But let me show you the main point that he's going to make here of Aaron. Joshua Hoffman always used to point out on page 19. That if you hold the shimur is not good, he says, "Omnam harava miirisham kosav gedolim mufarshim pashua av mufanenu, masha omu chazake in odem mishame masha biyad chaveru, or sheein shomer gomor el belisha lishma v'chol mitzvah shetzich lishma psula ba'achum." Whereas Rav Arzal used to say from the Meiris, Rabbi Josh Hoffman, that's all used to say, is that maybe there is no din of asiya by matzah. Maybe there's no din of asiya, and but the question is, and then there's a question is whether you could do a shimur when something else, when you're not in control, someone else is doing the kneading and you're not in control, is that called a good shimur? But maybe you don't even need, and then one could argue, but maybe one doesn't even need asiyah lishma. Maybe he might need a shimur lishma. But maybe matzahs don't even need asiyah. That's what I think Rabbi Aaron used to say. But maybe matzahs don't even need, it never says asiyah by matzah. And the reason why, so if you assume that a guy makes it is no good, because you need an asiyah lishma, there's not lishma, so you could say like that. But the other possibility, as Rav Soloveitchik said, is that maybe you don't need an asiya, but still it's not good with Yisrael's omeg al gabov because ein adam mishame mashabiyah chaveru. It won't be a proper shimur. It won't be a proper shimur. But by Rav Aaron, I think Rav Hoffman pointed out from Rav Soloveitchik is that a machine is maybe not an asiya. But who says you need an asiyah? You just need a shimur, and maybe you have the shimur. But in other words, that was his vort, that Aaron Soloveitchik said, that it's not 100% mukhrach that you even need an asiyah by matzah. So if you hold, you don't need, by tzitzis, maybe you need an asiyah, a sulam tzitzis. But who says you need an asiyah here? You just have to make sure that it's not chametz. But you need that. So if you assume you do need an asiyah, so then a goy is not going to do asiyah lishma, a guy to benafshe. But if you assume you don't need an asiya, then why is that good when a goy makes it? So that's the Miri's word. That, not, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that it's not because you need asiya b'shmua, but you don't even need the asiya. So therefore, the whole discussion of the machine is whether it's considered l'shmua or not, is when the you assume you need asiya l'shmua. But maybe you don't need an asiya l'shmua.
What does the word shimur mean?
Shimur could just mean to watch it from chimutz.
Oh, so it doesn't even do it. It doesn't even do with the shema. It doesn't even do with. It doesn't do with any of these things.
But it could mean you have to be shomer.
It's to be a mashkiach. It's to be a mashkiach.
Mashkiach, yeah, to be a mashkiach. So you have a good mashkiach. Right, if you have a good machine, you have a good mashkiach.
It says u'shmartem mesamatzos. So we have to be dorish. What does u'shmartem mean?
Right.
It has to be because everything has to be be'erachad neman. I mean, everything has to have
right. Right, but the Shmartim and Samatzos doesn't necessarily mean that you need a Siyah L'shma.
What could it mean?
You need Shimur. Shimur.
Shimur from Chimus.
Shimur from Chimus, maybe L'shma. But just Shimur from Chimus. Shimur. That's what he writes here, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Here, we'll read it. I mean, page 19, on the top of page 19, on the right column, the first word on the right column, page 19, Habach Omer, Gamatchina Eini Chol Asos Al Dei Nochri, Fil Kisrael Omer Gamal, Vesharman Mechimus, Hashem Matzis Chovo, Fadi Shvile, Da Hagzeres, Akosu, Shushmartim, Asa Matzis, Malamed Lonu, Is it the same as a siya samatzik modin shal lishma beget siva sefer Torah? Barak din lishma b'shima mechimus. If you have a chaber leket din lishma b'siya samatza, kol zeh sechosu shmarta b'samatzu zvak sheshomer mechimus l'shem matzas mitzvah.
A special shima, in other words, it's a special din matzas mitzvah that is different than the regular matzos that we eat all week.
Yeah.
In terms of the chibur.
The Chabad says, Ein loshim matzos mitzvah, the lisha has to be Al Yidei Yisrael. But the Bach says, and maybe even the tchina. But the Chabad doesn't require the tchina. Because the tchina is not part of the it's not part of the chimutz yet, or it's not part of the asiya. He wants to say maybe, in other words, the mechaber just requires the lisha that it shouldn't be done only day a goy. But the tchina could be done only day a goy according to the mechaber, and the Bach says. Bach says even the tchina has to be Al Yidei Yisrael. Yeah, then you would have the ksir. Yeah.
Just ksir.
So again, so the Mechaber says only Habacho Mechagama Kina, and you follow Yasos of Denofi. Because the Ravar Salvage explains, because he holds every step of the way you need a Shimur Lishma. Or should rather din l'shma b'shimur mechimur. So if you have mechaber lega din l'shma b'asiyas ha-matzav chok zeris chosu shumartem, rak shiyah shimur mechimur l'shem matzav mitzvah. So therefore that's only by the lisha.
I would say the opposite, then it's every step of the way. You have to make sure that the mitzvah's been also done.
Yeah. But then one could argue on the whole thing, and maybe one doesn't even need a Asiya. The clock.
If there's an Asiya, it needs you more, then you would go to the speech.
Yeah.
Make sure it's not going to smoke.
What? Because it doesn't say in the pasuk anywhere about asiyah, shmartim as amatzis. So if you just do a shimur, so that's good enough. Question is, in which stage? So because if you say God, the idea is adaita denafshei, so that means that it's like by a get. If a guy is writing a get and the Israel is watching along, it's no good. Why? Even though he tells him to do it lishma, because guy had died to the nafshe kav. He's doing it to die to the nafshe. So maybe the same thing by baking the matzah. So that's assuming you need an asiyah. But the other way to learn is that you don't need an asiyah. And what's the idea is, but you won't be able to do a proper shimur unless you're the one who's in control. So that's what Rav Aaron said, the two ways of understanding this whole inyan, why a Jew has to do the baking of the chametz and the kneading, either because you need an asiyah al day Yisrael and you need asiyah lishma, so he has to do it. But the other way of understanding it is not that he needs an asiya, but rather what? Not that he needs an asiya, but that if you're not the one who's watching, you're not the one who's doing the maisa, not that you need a maisa, but that it's impossible to fully control the shimur if you're not the one doing the maisa. That's Rav Aaron Salvechik Supshat in the Miri. Ein Adam Shomer Mashabiyah Chaveru. Not because of Nochri Adaita Dinafshe. Whereas one way of understanding, by get, it's Nochri Adaita Dinafshe. So either it's a word that he's not going to listen, or the word is that Rav Simcha Zelig said he's not in the Parsha. So it's Adaita Dinafshe. But the other way of saying it is no. is that the person who's kneading the dough has to be watching it. If someone else is going to be watching it, it won't be a full shimur. So that's what Rav Aaron Soloveitcher said. That Pshat in the Meiri is that Ein Adam, the Gemara says the Chagiga, Ein Adam Meshameh Mashabiyat Chaveiro. It's not because it won't be Lishma, it's just because you won't have a proper Shimur. Because you're not really controlling what's going on. So you're just looking from looking on, so it's a Chisaron in the Shimur. But not that you need an Asiya Lishma. The other way to assume is that you need a Asiya Lishma, and the guy, even though the guy is kneading the dough, but Israel is watching along, but just like we get, we say, I died to the nafshek of it, and he's not so too over here. But maybe the whole idea of a died to the nafshek of it is a halachic thing, that you can't make Lishma if you're not Metzuva, like Reb Chaim says from Simchas Zelig. So then maybe the whole idea of the matzah, of that you can't have a guy bake the matzah or knead the matzah, even though Israel's watching along, is because he won't be, not because I like the nafshe, won't be lishma. It's because he won't do a proper shimur because he's not in control. And therefore, Rabbi Josh Mohaffin said to Rav Aaron Soloveitcher that if you assume the other way, that it's shot in the Ein Adam Meshameh Mashpia Chaveiro, so then it'll come out that a machine should be fine. Because the machine is a good shimur. If it's a good machine, then everything will be a proper shimur. And therefore, it'll be fine. Because you don't need an asiya. And you don't say, I'd like to nafshi kalfit. And even if you want to say, the machine is not a guy, it doesn't have its own mind, but it's still not lishma. So the better way to assume, Rav Aaron Soloveitcher said, is that the reason why the machine matzah is good is not because there's an asiya lishma, is you don't need an asiya. You just need a shimur. And here you have a good shimur because you're controlling how the machine is working and it's all set up from before. So it should be okay. But if you assume that you need lishma, so then it has to be lishma, and maybe you won't say. So then, like Rav Aaron said, then the question of does adaita d'nafshe apply? If you assume adaita d'nafshe is that he's not listening to you, so then the machine doesn't have an independent mind. But if you assume that it's a halacha that you have to be Mitzuva to be the one making the matzah, you have to be Mitzuva the matzah. So then the machine maybe is not. Unless you say, like Rav Aaron said, Giri di Dele, that the person who presses the button is considered his mice. So that we have to look, but that's the fundamental question. See, by tzitzis pashas is there's a din of asiya by tzitzis. Pasuk says v'asul am tzitzis, but never says a din of asiya by matzah. Also, then why can't a guy do it? Even if Israel, so we said either because a guy can't do it because there is a din of asiya but he has to be a asiya lishma, he can't do it. Or you say like the other way, and that is that. That there's no asiya, but you need shimur, and you can't do a proper shimur. But the nafkamina would be, as Rav Aaron Soloveitcher said, and Rabbi Hafen said, Rav Aaron Soloveitcher, where the machine would be good. Because if you say machine requires an asiya, so an asiya lishma, so then you can question, unless you say the guy who presses the button, like Rav Shach pointed out from the Kajal of Ryan said, but if you assume that you don't need asiya by matzah, you don't need asiya, you just need a shimur. And the shimur should be lishma, so then you have a shimur. But if another human being is doing it, then you're not in control anymore. Then even your shimur is no good. Okay, we'll say tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow is Thursday, so she is 11 o'clock. So we'll do some more of the matzah, and then we'll do Parshas HaShavua. Shabbos HaGadol, Parshas Tzav, as Hashem. even in Eretz Yisrael. We don't fall behind this, right, from this Yantif. Right? We're all going to start Shmini together.
Right.
Okay. Okay. And have a good day.
Yeah. Yeah.